الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى abundantly. We praise Allah abundantly and we ask Allah to exalt and mention and grant peace and send His blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon his companions and all those who follow them on their path of righteousness until the end of time. As to what follows, we continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-An'am, particularly ayah number 87, which reads, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. And this is of course in the context of mentioning the prophets, the last of which were Ismail, Al-Yasa, Yunus, and Luta. Then Allah said, وَمِنْ أَبَائِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ وَإِخْوَانِهِمْ وَاجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And some among their fathers and their descendants and their brothers, and we chose them and we guided them to a straight path. Shaykh Abd Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah says in the tafsir, أي أباء هؤلاء المذكورين من أبائهم, meaning from the fathers of those who have been mentioned, who were aforementioned. وهدينا من أباء هؤلاء وذرياتهم وأخوانهم. And we also guided from among their brothers and their loins, their children. واجتبيناهم, meaning we chose them. اخترناهم, يعني we chose them. اختيار, اختار فلان هذه السيارة, he chose that car, he selected, it's another word, select. وهديناهم إلى صراط مستقيم. Then Allah says, ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عباده ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون. That's very dangerous now. This is the guidance of Allah by which He guides whoever He wills of His servants. But if they had associated others with Allah, then worthless for them would be whatever they were doing. Wow. So now can you imagine, yani these are the prophets and the messengers, and after Allah Azza wa Jal praised them and spoke highly of them and He chose them and He selected them and He guided them, at the end of the day Allah Azza wa Jal showed us what is the single act which can single-handedly destroy everybody regardless of who that person is, and that is shirk. It would have rendered the deeds of the prophets worthless. In fact, Allah said to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ in more than one occasion in the Quran that if لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ, if you were to associate partners, your deeds will be rendered invalid. They will be void. No credit, no value. That's why shirk is the greatest sin. They say the unforgivable sin, right? We say it's the unforgivable sin if a person dies in that state. If a person dies in that state, it's the unforgivable sin. However, if a person repents in their life, even though they had done shirk all their life, it doesn't matter. Allah will forgive. Somebody could do shirk for 50 years, become a Muslim, die the next day, die the same day, doesn't matter. Allah will forgive all of the years of shirk. And of course Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah will never forgive that partners are associated with Him. But He will forgive whatever dun is below, whatever is lesser than that, to whomever He wills. No matter how sinful one may get, Allah Azza wa Jal may forgive that person and pardon him. The Shaykh said, ذَلِكَ الْهُدَى الْمَذْكُورُ هُدَى اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا هُدَى إِلَّا هُدَى. So there's no other guidance except the guidance of Allah. The one, there is no guidance except His. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ فَاطْلُبُوا مِنْهُ الْهُدَى فَإِنَّهُ إِلَّمْ يَهْدِكُمْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَكُمْ غَيْرُهُ. Then seek the guidance from Allah. Because if Allah doesn't guide you, then there is no other guide for you. Since Allah is the one who guides, we seek guidance from Allah. Do we seek guidance from Allah all the time, ya Shaykh? Yeah? How many times a day do you seek guidance from Allah? Willingly and unwillingly. It's a trick question, by the way. You, sir. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I don't want you to tell me that, yes, I make dua 10 times that Allah guides me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not trying to get into your personal ibadah with Allah. I'm asking you a general question, which is a slick question. Do you, not unwillingly, maybe unintentionally or without mindfulness, do you ask Allah for guidance every day?
Yes.
Where, how?
Surah
Al-Fatiha. 17 times minimum, if you're only praying Fariidah, huh? And you're not traveling, it's another one, huh? You could be shortened in the Salah. You ask Allah for guidance. Of course, you pray. If you pray more with the Sunnah, you're looking at around 40 times a day, we ask Allah for guidance. But our problem is we don't think about it. It's just a ritual. We do it because it's Salah. We don't do it thinking, let me sincerely ask Allah for guidance. Allah musta'an. Allah musta'an. وَمِمَّنْ شَاهِدَيْتُ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمَذْكُورُونَ. And from among those whom Allah will to guide are those who are mentioned. وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا عَلَى الْفَرْضِ وَالتَّقْدِيرِ. Fard, عَلَى الْفَرْضِ وَالتَّقْدِيرِ, here it means technically, hypothetically. What, you know what hypothetically means? Ya Allah, today's English, عَلَى تَفْسِيرِ, عَلَى عَرَبِي, عَلَى كُلُّ. What does hypothetically mean? Come on, young man, how old are you? You need to have better vocabulary than this. How are you going to give da'wah to the people? If you're debating with a Christian, he tells you hypothetically, like, what? What is that word? That sounds complicated. Hypothetically is a very simple word. Hypothesis. Where do you think these words come from? Hypothetically meaning assuming something that is not real. Okay? Just like it's an assumed scenario. Meaning it's not really there, but let's just assume if A, B, C were there, that's all hypothetical. You understand? Is it clear? So, if, for example, I would say, hypothetically speaking, if I were the coach, I would tell the people, this is how you're supposed to train every day. Am I the coach? No. So I'm assuming a situation where I'm the coach. This is all hypothetical. Why? Because when you're telling the people, you're speaking to the people, they might think you are a coach. You explain to them that this is not. I'm just assuming a situation. Had I been, I would have done. It's hypothetical. Capish? No. It's your homework to find the spelling of this word and to bring the dictionary definition next week, inshallah. You too. And don't use the same sources. Yani if you use Webster's dictionary, you use, you know, something else. Oxford. Don't use the same one. I want separate definitions from multiple sources. Capiche? And you have to put it in a sentence. You have to write one sentence using hypothetical in it. Then I'm going to quiz you. Okay, that's enough. Then they're like, and then we're not coming next week to the class. Thank you so much. I'm just pulling your legs, guys. Don't worry. But no, do that. But you don't, you know, if you don't do it, I'm not going to be mad. I'll just be disappointed. طيب. لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون فإن الشرك محبط للعملي. Shirk nullifies the deed. موجب للخلود في النار. It necessitates the eternal abode in the fire. فإذا كان هؤلاء الصفوة الأخيار لو أشركوا وحاشاهم لحبطت أعمالهم فغيرهم أولى. If these senior, وعليكم السلام, if these senior chosen people, the elite, had they associated partners, and this is only hypothetical, huh? This is only hypothetical, and they are far away from ever doing that. Had they committed shirk, their deeds would have been nullified. Then what about the rest? Huh? فَغَيْرُهُمْ أَوْلَى. The others are more deserving of this. Hey. Then ayah 90 or 89. شكراً عبد المجيد. أولئك الذين آتيناهم الكتاب والحكمة والنبوة فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا هَؤُلَاء فَقَدْ وَكَّلْنَا بِهَا قَوْمًا لَيْسُ بِهَا بِكَافِرِينَ. Those are the ones to whom we gave the scripture, huh? And authority and prophethood. But if the disbelievers deny it, which they do, then we have entrusted it to a people who are not therein disbelievers. And those would be like the Sahaba, who accepted the Prophet ﷺ, while the Mushrikeen of Quraysh rejected him. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمَذْكُرُونَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهِمْ اقتدي فبهداهم اقتدي. Oh no, wait, I skipped one. Oh, the Shaykh didn't do tafsir of this ayah.
Yeah, he combined 89
and 89. Yeah, but he combined 89 with 9, but he jumped على طول into the next one. ما في مشكلة. The bottom line is, I can tell you what it is to a large degree or to a small degree. So Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him then the scripture, the authority, and the prophethood. So while there are people who will deny it, Allah has made sure that there are people who will receive and accept this message. And alhamdulillah, it's us actually. It's the Sahaba back then, and it is whoever embraces Islam from now until the end of time. It is in regards to those, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that if there are people who deny it, then Allah Azza wa Jalla has made sure that there are people who will not be disbelievers in it. And this could also be applicable to the followers of the previous prophets. Because the context we're speaking about, Yunus, Yasa, Al-Akhri. So it's not only the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's all the followers of the prophets. Allah Azza wa Jalla would have people believe in them, even though we have evidence that a prophet would come on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, وَلَيْسَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ. A prophet will come on their judgment with absolutely no followers. SubhanAllah. A prophet giving da'wah. And of course, we can never call that a fail, as some of these modern, modern speakers from the Arab world, you know, they said that the mission of the Prophet ﷺ failed, some crazy stuff like that. So if we're going to evaluate the success factor by the number of followers, then that's not fair, because you can go into a class of retards, people that are mentally ill or incapable, and try to teach him multiplication. You could be there for years. You could be the best math teacher. You teach it to anyone walking down the street, in 2 minutes they understand it. But these people are just dumb. It doesn't register. Do we say that you failed as a teacher? Your mission failed because of the audience, because of your students? No. I say these students need to be replaced with another bunch of students. That's what it is. So the Prophet who would come on Yawm Al-Qiyamah with no one didn't fail in his mission. We are sure that Allah selected him and he did what he was commanded to do. But the people, subhanAllah, tough crowd. Now the next ayah, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرَى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Those are the ones whom Allah has guided, so from their guidance take an example. Say, I ask of you for this message, no payment. I'm not trying to make money. It is not but a reminder for the worlds. The Shaykh said now, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمَذْكُرُونَ, those that are mentioned, أَلَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهُ.
Excuse me, we have a class. Thank you.
They were gone by the time I made it there. So I technically spoke to the doors and the walls. Let me drink some coffee to make it better. اقتده, the Shaykh said, أي امشي, امشي. أيها الرسول الكريم, O noble prophet. خلف هؤلاء الأنبياء الأخيار. Behind those elite selected prophets. واتبع ملتهم. وَقَدْ امْتَثَلَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَاهْتَدَى بِهُدَى الرُّسُلِ قَبْلَهُ. And follow their millah, their way, their aqidah, in other words, actually, the millah. And the Prophet ﷺ fulfilled that. He followed the ways of the prophets before him. وَجَمَعَ كُلَّ كَمَالٍ فِيهِمْ. And he perfected. He was the perfection of All of them combined. Yani from whatever he got from each, he was the epitome of that. Because we know Shu'aib was Khatib al-Anbiya. Shu'aib was the Khatib al-Anbiya. He was the best, the scholars say, the most eloquent of speakers among the prophets. The Prophet ﷺ was superior. Ibrahim, you know, was Khalilullah. The Prophet ﷺ was Khalilullah Azza wa Jal. So any kind of quality that they had, the Prophet ﷺ actually accumulated as well. And he superseded the messengers. Alaykum salam. Why we make no distinction between them? I mean, we don't favor them over each other by belittling one and honoring one. We honor all of them, but some are more, they're more, Allah chose them over the others. So we follow the same trend. فَاجْتَمَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ فَضَائِرُ وَخَصَائِسْ فِرَقَ بِهَا جَمِيعُ الْعَالَمِينَ. So in the Prophet ﷺ, there were all types of traits and perfection that it exceeded all of the people in the world. وَكَانَ سَيِّدُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He was the master of the messengers. Master meaning their leader, not master as in slave and master. Huh? Very important. وَإِمَامُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He was the imam of all the pious. صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. May Allah's blessings be upon him and upon all of them. وَبِهَذَا الْمَلْحَظِ اسْتَدَلَّ بِهَذِهِ مَنْ اسْتَدَلَّ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَفْضَلَ الرُّسُلِ كُلُّهُمْ. This is the ayah that some of the Sahaba used, that they noticed, that they used this ayah that the Prophet ﷺ was the best of all messengers. He was the best of all messengers. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْ دَعْوَتَكَ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Say to those who have turned away from your da'wah, I don't seek any payment from you. أي لا أطلب منكم مغربا ومالا. There's no fee, there's no money. جزاء عن إبلاغي إياكم. As a payment for me to convey to you the message. ودعوتي لكم فيكون من أسباب امتناعكم. Because that might become a reason for you to refrain. It might be a reason for you to refrain. Because يعني da'wah can become some serious business, unfortunately. And it can be misused, unfortunately. But the way of the prophets is that you don't ask for a payment to give da'wah. You don't go give a lecture, say, wallahi, the lecture, akhi, 10,000 riyals, barakallah fi. You're laughing, wallahi, it happens. First class, 5-star hotel, I need to bring my family. 10,000 years for the lecture. Hayakallah. Hayakallah, brother. It'll be my pleasure, wallahi, to address your crowd. And it'll be my pleasure to stop contacting you. Shukran. Haram. 10,000 years. Why do you need to get paid to give a lecture? If you had a job, and because of this da'wah, you lost money from your job, you had to miss some days, so it was compensated. Khair. No issue. But to charge money to give da'wah is extremely strange. And some people justify it. Even to teach you things that would lead you to that. With like massive amount of money. And even when they came to this topic, somehow they found a twist around it. That only the messengers don't get paid because they had no hidden agenda. But basically for the rest of us who have a hidden agenda, then it's okay for us to charge you money. But the prophets, they don't charge money. Some crazy stuff like that. I was like, what? That doesn't add up. But ما في مشكلة. خير. خير يا طير. طيب. دعوة ودعوتي لكم فيكون من أسباب امتناعكم. إن أجري إلا على الله. My reward is only upon Allah عز وجل. إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين يتذكرون به ما ينفعهم. So this is only a reminder to the people so they may remember with it what benefits them. فيفعلونه. So they implement it. وَمَا يَضُرُّهُمْ. And they will remember what will harm them. فَيَذَرُونَهُ. What is يَذَرُون? يَلَّا أَخْوَان. Does the يَذَرُون come anywhere in the Quran? أيوة. What?
You want me to thank you and I am a chapter?
Yes, sir. إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا. أحسنت. Yeah, good man. يذرون, they leave. To leave something, to abandon something, to ignore something, right? فيذره قاعا صفصفا. Another ayah. It leaves something in a state of such and such. So فيذرونه meaning to leave it. يعني يتركه. Huh. I only know of that meaning, to leave something. نعم. It's synonymous with يترك. يترك الشيء, to leave it alone. يدعه, to leave it alone. All these are synonymous terms, inshallah. ويتذكرون به معرفة ربهم بأسماء وصفاته. And they use this scripture to recognize and identify their Lord via His names and attributes. ويتذكرون به الأخلاق الحميدة. And they remember the praiseworthy traits. والطرق الموصلة إليه. And all the paths or all the means which lead to that. والأخلاق الرذيلة and the lowly traits. وطرق المفضي إليها and what leads to that, so it's avoided. كان ذك فإذا كان ذكرى للعالمين كان أعظم نعمة أنعم الله به عليهم. So if this Quran is a reminder for the world, then this becomes the biggest favor Allah has ever bestowed upon him. The biggest favor, because it's a reminder for the world. Everything that they need to know about this dunya and the life to come is in the Quran. Of course, and the Quran is supplemented and complemented with the sunnah. Not that one is at a degree higher than the other. We don't have this Quran sunnah. We have Quran sunnah. Quran sunnah. They match each other. They fulfill each other. However, in the sunnah, there is a method of verification that is required. There's authentication that is required, that is not required in the Quran. That's the only difference. But no one can come and say, this hadith is inapplicable and such and such. The hadith explains the ayah. The hadith details the ayah. And according to some of the scholars, the hadith can abrogate the ayah. So, it's a done deal. To be careful of this other message that is being delivered. I only follow the Quran. فَعَلَيْهِمْ قَبُولُهَا وَالشُّكْرُ عَلَيْهَا. So it's incumbent on mankind then to accept this gift from Allah and to be thankful to Him in this regard. طيب. The next ayah.
How do you go to the next page? Right there.
وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إذ قالوا ما أنزل الله على بشر من شيء قل من أنزل الكتاب الذي جاء به موسى نورا وهدى للناس تجعلونه قراطيس تبدونها وتخفون كثيرا وعلمتم ما لم تعلموا أنتم ولا آباؤكم قل الله ثم ذرهم في خوضهم يلعبون. And they did not appraise Allah with true appraisal when they said Allah did not reveal to a human being anything, denying the Quran being a revelation. Say, who revealed the scripture that Moses brought as light and guidance to the people? You Jews, Allah speaking to the Jews, make it into pages, disclosing some of it and concealing much. And you were taught that which you knew not, neither you nor your fathers. You didn't know anything, meaning neither you knew nor your fathers knew. Say Allah, meaning Allah revealed it. Now that's the answer for the question that was in the beginning of the ayah. Then leave them in their empty discourse, amusing themselves. Subhanallah. هذا تشنيع على من نفى الرسالة. تشنيع. تشنيع. I know you've never heard the word تشنيع. Prove me wrong. It'll be a good day. We can have a little celebration. تشنيع. Anybody? Anyone? Let's try to find the root word. Because this ala wasn't taf'il, right? So, what is the root word?
Shana.
طيب. What is the adjective? The adjective is shani'. Do you know what? It's an interesting word. Doesn't it sound weird? Guess what it means? Something abhorrent. Something so repulsive. Yeah? And if something, it's usually if it's describing an item or a person, That means completely, يعني completely repulsive, or something that is completely ugly. If it's a chair, if it's a house, شنيع يعني, يعني don't even begin. There's absolutely no style in it. That's شنيع, right? تشنيع is when you highlight the ugliness of something. And why is this used here? هذا تشنيع على من نفر رسالة. This is the term Allah Azza wa Jal, or this is the way Allah is using with those who deny the message. يعني how ugly and abhorrent is your act, all you who deny the message, deny the scripture. من اليهود والمشركين, from among the Jews and the polytheists. وزعم أن الله ما أنزل على بشر من شيء. And anyone who claims that Allah did not send anything upon a man. فمن قال هذا فما قدر الله حق قدره. Whoever says that has not given Allah his due praise and respect. ولا عظمه حق عظمته. Nor did he exalt Allah as he deserves to be exalted. إذ هذا قدح في حكمته. Rather, this is a way of criticizing Allah's wisdom or belittling Allah's wisdom. وزعم أنه يترك عباده هملا. And that person is claiming that Allah will leave his slaves unattended, leave them with no guidance, with no revelation. لا يأمرهم ولا ينهم. He neither commands them nor does he forbid them. ونفي لأعظم منا. And it's also a denial of the greatest bounty. امتن الله بها على عباده. That Allah has bestowed upon his slaves. وهي الرسالة. It is الرسالة, not the movie. الرسالة, but the رسالة means the message. And the message is what? What's the message? طيب, that's a short summarized version of it. What is the رسالة? لا لا يا شيخ. That is again, that's one aspect of the رسالة. The Quran is the revelation which guides you to this رسالة. It's Islam, the whole thing. Islam is la ilaha illallah, and it's also so many other things, right? So we don't want to limit it. So risala in a broader sense has to do with the message, because risala is a message. Now what is the message? The message of Islam. Not only one aspect of it. واضح؟ التي لا طريق للعباد إلى نيل السعادة والكرام والفلاح إلا بها. Because without this message of Islam, slaves have absolutely no means to attain happiness, nobility, or success except through that message of Islam. فأي قدح في الله عظم هذا. So what type of criticism or belittlement of Allah is greater than that? This is the worst, because you're claiming that Allah Azza wa Jal basically created the creation and then left them just hanging with absolutely no guidance and no supply to find happiness and to find success. Because we know that if there's no message, if there's no revelation, are the people happy in reality? Can they really find happiness? No. Subhanallah. Yani, no matter how much wealth a person has, how rich they are, these people are depressed. They're on drugs. They're taking all types of different stuff. You find out they committed suicide after some time. Like, dude, with all the money you have, how could you even start thinking about being sad? طيب, he has so much money, more than we can even collect together. One businessman here, we heard about him. This guy is يعني multi-rich. But subhanAllah, he has a disease. He can only eat a certain type of bread. Only a bread with some leaven or something. That's the only thing his stomach is able to consume. Anything else, he will vomit and get sick. So he can buy with his money all the food in the world. Can't eat it. SubhanAllah, can't eat it. So Allah didn't have it. See, it's in Allah's hand. Or someone can be very happy and then someone dies. Now how are you going to bring him back? You have all the money in the world, you have all these mansions and homes and islands. Bring the person back. Oh, you can't. If an arm gets amputated, you can't. So many things, sickness, illness, cancer. can't. So it's not meant, you're not meant to be happy in this dunya. You're meant to have some moments of happiness, but it's going to be tough, right? And that was the lecture which some of you missed, the flagship of hardship. It's about that. You're going to have to face hardships in life. There's no way around it. We just have to deal with them Islamically, so we can get by. We can get by. Otherwise, we will lose now and later. We seek Allah's refuge. Al-Muhim, قُلْ لَهُمْ مُلْزِمًا بِفَسَادِ قَوْلِهِمْ وَقَرِّرْهُمْ بِمَا هُمْ بِمَا بِهِ يَقْرُونَ مَنْ أَنْزَلَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى. Say to them, showing them the falsehood of their statement, and making them admit what they admit. Who sent the scripture that Musa brought? This is to the Jews. This is to the Jews. Because they believe in the scripture of Musa. So if you believe Allah sent scripture to Moses, why are you denying the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَهُوَ التَّوْرَاةُ الْعَظِيمَةُ نُورًا. The Torah, the great Torah. نُورًا is a light. فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْجَهْلِ. In the darkness of ignorance. وَهُدًى مِنَ الضَّلَالَةِ. And it's guidance from deviance. وَهِدَايَةً إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا. And it guides people to the straight path in action and in words. In knowledge and in action, I'm sorry. وَهُوَ الْكِتَابُ الَّذِي شَاعَ وَذَاعَ وَمَلَأَ ذِكْرَهُ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَسْمَاعُ. It's a book that was very popular. The Torah is popular. And it was everywhere. And, you know, it illuminated the hearts of the people and their ears with the message. Of course, not the Torah you find in the Bible now. Not the Old Testament, obviously. That's another story. حتى أنهم جعلوا يتنسخونه في القراطيس ويتصرفون فيه بما شاءوا. To the point that they started to copy it, and then they will add and delete and change and do with it whatever they want according to their desires. بما وافق أهواءهم من أبدوه وأظهروا. Whatever is in agreement with their desires, they will keep it in the scripture. وما خالف ذلك أخفوه وكتموه. Whatever disagrees with their preferences, they omit it and they hid it. They took it away from the people. وذلك كثير. And they did this a lot. وعلمتم من العلوم التي بسبب ذلك الكتاب الجليل. You were taught so much knowledge because of that Torah. ما لم تعلموا أنتم ولا أباؤكم. Neither you nor your fathers knew. فإذا سألتهم عمن أنزل هذا الكتاب الموصوف بتلك الصفات فأجب عن هذا السؤال وقل الله الذي أنزله. When you ask a question, who sent this book? Then you answer, say, it's Allah who sent it down. فَحِينَئِذٍ يَتَّضِحِ الْحَقُّ وَيَنْجَلِي مِثْلَ الشَّمْسِ. So it becomes clear. So what is your problem? Allah sent it and Allah sent the Quran. So you're being selective then. And this is how we refute someone who says, I believe in La ilaha illallah, but I don't necessarily have to believe in the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. This is a new trend right now. That they say the Jews and the Christians are also believers. They're not Muslims. Huh? They say they're not Muslims, they are believers. Why believers? They believe in Allah, and therefore they're believers. But they're not Muslims because they didn't follow the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. This is batil. This is falsehood. Because if you believe in Allah, then your belief in Allah should be comprehensive. And if you deny something that Allah wants you to believe in, you don't believe in Allah. Because belief cannot be segmentated. It cannot be segmentated. You cannot take one segment and say, okay, I'm only going to believe in the malaika. Jinn? No. Not really mine. Not mine. My style is anti-jinn. Jinn is not my thing. You know what I'm saying? Jinn is for you. People believe in ghosts. Me? And I live in the real world, brother. You know? I'm a gangster. There's no jinn around. I don't see no jinn. Khalas. I believe in Allah. No problem. Malaika. No problem. Yawm al-qiyamah. No problem. Everything. But jinn? Sorry. This is just for you. Say, so you're a kafir. Sorry. You're a kafir. It's not up to you. If you really believe in Allah, you cannot tell him, Allah, everything is good, but this one, yani, ma'alesh, yani. I have a problem with it. You have a problem? Yeah, you have a problem. This problem will make your life a problem. Your whole thing is a problem. There's no solution for it. Unless you believe in the totality of Iman. Iman cannot be taken into parts. Believe in some, disbelief. You cannot. You cannot do that. So if you deny Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have in essence denied Nuh and Ibrahim and Isa and Musa. If they get more philosophical with you, tell them Allah azza wa jalla said to the people of Nuh, كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. The people of Nuh denied the messengers. And Nuh was the first messenger. Why did Allah say they denied the messengers and not the messenger? Because by denying Nuh, They will deny whoever comes after. It's not like Nuh had a problem. Oh, Nuh wasn't good. Ibrahim, okay, I'll consider that one. No. It wasn't about that. Both had the authority and the divine assistance to deliver the message. The people are just kuffar. Are we on the same page? Hey, be careful.
Divine.
Huh?
So indirectly, they are, by rejecting any one messenger, they are rejecting denying the divine Allah.
Yes. When you deny one element, you deny. It's like somebody tells you, this is your new manager. This is your new boss. And as your boss, you're supposed to, as an employee, to submit 100%. That's what you're going to pray to him. You're going to submit 100%. So he tells you, I'm going to give you 5 tasks. You tell him, Allah, I'll do 3. But the other 2, no, I'm sorry. Can we say that you are an employee who has submitted to your manager? No. Will he fire you? 90% yes. Tab, you were going to do the other 3? You will tell him, ya akhi, but I will do that. He said, I don't care about the other 3. Because anybody else will do the other 3. I want 5 things from you, man. For us to work together, you need to do 5 things. What do you mean you will do 3 and not do 2? These 2 you don't do? Tfaddal, out of the door. I don't need you. I'll get one who will do all 5. I'm not here to negotiate with you. Yeah, this is at a human level. Even your manager, I'm not here to negotiate with you. This is work, man. You have to do the work. You cannot do it, leave. If this is how you deal with a manager, then with Allah Azza wa Jalla, the people want to say, I don't want to believe in this, but I want to believe in that. This scripture is not good. This messenger is not ideal for me. Come on. That's worse. That explains it. Huh? Finally, the AC worked. طيب. وتقوم عليهم الحجة. So then the evidence is established against them. ثم إذا ألزمتهم بهذا الإلزام ذرهم في خوضهم يلعبون. After you have cornered them, in a sense, with this truth, leave them then. Leave them talking and wasting their time and immersing themselves in their amusement and nonsense. أي أتركهم يخوضوا في الباطل. Leave them negotiating and discussing all types of falsehood, getting philosophical. وَيَلْعَبُوا بِمَا لَا فَائِدَةَ فِيهِ. And they play with that which has absolutely no benefit behind it. حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوَعَدُونَ. Of course, he uses another ayah. Until they meet the day in which they have been promised. And that's يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ الْعَفُوْ وَالْعَفِيَةِ. So with this, inshallah, we will conclude the discussion. We are at ayah number 92 or 93? Not 91. 92. هذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك. This is an excellent ayah, inshallah ta'ala, as the rest of the Quran, which we will address next week if Allah allows us to remain alive and healthy. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. حياك الله يا شيخ. Today the khutbah is in Mushrifa Da'wah Center. Oh, I have a khutbah, in other words, in Mushrifa Da'wah Center. So what they call is IEF or IFF or whatever they call it. معلوم؟ ما في معلوم؟ This is a real phone or a dummy? That's a real phone. It lost weight. يلا.